We'd like to welcome you to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday afternoon, January 12, 2009. We'll begin with the first item on the agenda, which is to review the agenda for tonight's City Council meeting. Begin with page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Is that a Councilmember Higgins?
No,
I'm sorry. No,
I'm sorry.
I thought you were raising your hand. I'm sorry. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7.
Mayor.
Councilmember Higgins.
Is 6F on page 7? Yes, it is. No.
Yes, it is.
I want to discuss us removing 6F until a time where we can discuss it at length. And this
would you like to
expand
it? Yeah. Currently, this is a piece of property that the city owns on the southeast corner of Higley and the Redmont Freeway. And it's a smaller, I guess it's 4.5 acres, but to my understanding, there are other parcels that connect to it. I mean, it's a big piece of property. And it's not as depressed or below grade as you would read this to be. And it looks like it could be an actual quite nice office development right off the freeway. So, and I know there's probably other stuff going on, but it seemed like, you know, we've not really talked about it and we're going ahead to sell something quickly and then put in a big boy toy storage lot, which to me, that's way better freeway access for something of a higher quality that we've been looking for in Mesa. So I just wanted to bring it off, not take it off the consent, continue it, whatever we do when it's a case that we ourselves are asked putting on the agenda as a city, so that we can, you know, have some longer, bigger discussions, planning, real estate, economic development. I don't know if they've been talked to when we discuss what we want to do on this property, because it is quite a large parcel that I would think with freeway access would be quite valuable.
Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, we can sure do that. The purpose of the council report is to move forward to sign the contract with the prospective purchaser and then open up escrow. But we can postpone this, delay it for 2 weeks, and get with you and visit the property if you'd like and discuss it more in detail.
And Mayor and Council, I think we've had this property listed for how long?
About 2 years.
2 years. So this is not a quick, I don't want to get the impression it's a quick sell. But that's up to the council. I'm not sure how active this property's been looked at in the past.
We haven't had any work on it or any inquiries about the last 6 months or so.
Okay.
Initially,
okay.
We did a little bit.
Well, let me ask you this. What if we just continue for another couple of weeks and next week and study or something? You
right.
Come in and give us some background on it so we can at least walk into it, answer some of Councilmember Higgins' questions, and it is in her district. And
right. Greg, we just make sure you're comfortable that the buyer will give us how much time, do you think?
I'm sure okay. We can do that.
That wouldn't have any effect on a pending seller.
It should not.
Okay, if we left it for a couple weeks.
Yes.
Okay, why don't we do that? That's all right? Is that okay with everyone on council? Okay, so 6F, let's continue it till January 26th. Also on 6E, this is just a labeling. It's labeled the extinguishment of a public utility easement. It's labeled as District 5. That actually physically is located in District 6, just for information purposes.
Yeah.
Anything else on page 7? Page 8? Page 9? Page 10? And page 11. Okay.
You know, just one quick. On page 97H, just for clarification, at this stage of the process, we're just approving the fee for pawn shop transactions, that we're not actually approving the ordinance at this time. Is that correct?
No, Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, you are approved. This is the introduction of the ordinance.
Okay.
But the actual fee, the amount of the fee, will come back to you at a later time through a resolution, is my understanding what staff intends.
Right, Mayor and City Council, what we'll do is, in 2 weeks, we'll then bring back the ordinance and as well as setting the rate, the $3 that we talked about.
Okay.
That will be on the next agenda.
So the detailed ordinance will have details of that later.
Well, the ordinance establishing that there will be a fee, that is what is being introduced tonight and will be considered by the council in 2 weeks. And as the city manager said, in 2 weeks, there will also be the resolution setting the dollar amount or the amount of the fee.
Okay.
But the ordinance is in your packet tonight.
Right. But the ordinance that details specifically like secondhand dealers and what we're going to be tracking?
That's already here.
That's...
Okay.
I think that's what this is. Is Jack here?
Yes. Councilmember Higgins, I'll ask Jack to come up. I know there was some discussion last week. If they want to refine the definitions, that will be brought back later. But there already is a definition.
Right. Mayor, Council, there is a current definition in the code for secondhand dealers. And as I said last week and as Assistant Chief Denny said last week, what we have right now is a definition and a projected stream of income tied to the current definition. As Mr. Brady said, in 2 weeks there'll be a resolution which will establish the actual fee to be charged. That resolution will also establish the date that that fee will be implemented between, and that date will be a certain period of time out. So by the time the fee is actually established and being enforced, should this council give direction to expand the definition of secondhand goods, staff can do so. However, right now, if council took no action, it would just be a fee imposed on the current definition of secondhand goods, which has not changed in
years. Right, but there's still a list of goods out there. The question
Correct.
Is where
there's
we want to
list.
Expand that.
Right. If council gave direction to expand the list of goods, we can do that prior to the fee becoming effective.
Well, I think our discussion was also not only a list of goods, but a transaction type and a dollar type.
Right.
Correct.
Right, Mayor. So I think what we would suggest is if council's comfortable with I think the idea is possibly looking at expanding that. We were initially proposing going with what's in the current definition today as far as those goods and moving forward with the fee now, but also taking the time during this period to bring back with more definition other items, is that the right word?
I guess that would be correct. As
to include.
Other items are a more well-defined list, definition of items.
Assistant Chief Denny, and if he wants to come up here, that's fine. Assistant Chief Denny mentioned...
I think consistent with the football bowl season, he just got punted too.
No.
I thought we had this discussion.
Yeah. Well, I think we did. I'm not sure we had the kind of resolution, though, that that I think we were anticipating.
Let me see if I can clarify. What we want to do is redefine the nature of the items that we are going to regulate. The current definition is very expansive about what constitutes secondhand goods. And as we discussed at the last meeting, clearly we're not looking to regulate college kids bringing in two or three pairs of jeans to a Buffalo Exchange and selling those for the purposes of buying a movie ticket. But there are other things. And so, as I think I mentioned to the council at the last meeting, our hope is to pattern the criteria in the ordinance very much after something like Phoenix has done, where we establish a dollar value on the items or the nature of the items that we're actually going to expect to be reported upon by secondhand dealers.
And I guess the question I have is, right now, as it is, that does not exist.
It does
that
not.
Definition. So what we're being asked to do is to expand an ordinance to include secondhand items, which are defined in a manner that I don't think anyone on this council feels very comfortable with right now. And so I guess a question I would have is it appropriate to move ahead with this ordinance without having that defined, or should we wait and take them through at the same time so at least we know exactly what we're doing as it relates to secondhand goods?
Whichever council prefers. If you would like us to remove this, we can do that, but it's up to the council.
Councilmember Richens, you're shaking your head.
I think we've been pretty well informed on this, and I'm ready for it to move forward. I don't know that we need to...
Mayor, Council, I mean, at a minimum, when we asked this question, was there any... I guess I don't believe the conversation was of concern at the basis, at least from the pawn shops. Is that correct, as far as what we're already charged, that's already being charged today? What I would recommend at least maybe is to move forward with that component, putting in place the opportunity to do the secondhand dealers once then, maybe once then we've come back with the definition. But I'm wondering if we could...
I'm thinking more procedurally versus any...
I don't want to really get down in the weeds of the specific items. We're going to set a policy that we reserve the right to impose a fee on pawn shops and secondhand dealers. Mm-hmm. And I'd like the police, who have the experience in this area, to define what items are most likely to be stolen from our residents and then fenced at a secondhand dealership.
So you feel comfortable with as it is and going back and refining it at a later time?
Yeah, as necessary. But I think it's to a point that it can move forward, and you know, we just got to get the rights established first through these ordinances, through the introduction and the ordinance on the 26th.
I have just one question as I'm reading through this, and I was going to ask it last time. When it talks about the required forms are to be paid in advance at a location designated, explain to me how that would work.
An operation would purchase lots of tickets based upon what they perceive their need to be, and that would satisfy the requirement for any transaction fees. There are varying ways of doing it. Some cities have done it in the reverse, where you pay after the transaction. The problem with that is it creates a need for collections, which enhances the fee. So some cities, and I think that was our position, are using the advance fee. So you eliminate that right up front. You pay for however many tickets you think you're going to need in a given period of time, and that's all you really have to worry about, is then just process them on, transactions on those tickets.
And they could come in, and there's no minimum lot size or anything like that. They could come in, or you say you can only buy once a month, or...
Well, what we had looked at, and that's part of the discussion, is we think we probably do need to set a minimum amount. Otherwise, you're going to have people walking in buying five tickets at a time. But there is no expiration date on the tickets. So as long as they can buy 250, and it may take them a year to use them all, but they're still valid. They're just like the postage stamp. There's no expiration date.
Yeah, and once again, I agree with Councilman Ridges. I don't want to get into telling you exactly how to do it, but on the other hand, I can see where a business would say, wait a second, we're paying this fee. Oh, by the way, you're asking us to pay it up front, which is an additional burden. So I'd hope that however we structure that lessens the burden or puts it as low as possible on as far as a cash flow standpoint on the business.
Mr. Mayor, the only thing I would tell you, I mean, it's a $3 fee either way we pay it.
Yeah.
So it's $3 up front or it's $3 at the back end. Where we pay it doesn't change the cost. It just changes when we pay it. So
when the business pays it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
But I agree with you on the collections versus the paying up front. It certainly does help us. I just want to make sure that by helping us, we don't put an overly burden the businesses also.
And Mr. Mayor, I would tell you that's one of the considerations we had with the discussion with Mr. Brady and all was this is the surest way to ensure that particular fee does not grow and even have a further impact on the businesses.
Okay. Councilmember Higgins?
Is there a place right now that someone could go to and read what we're talking about when we were discussing secondhand goods that the fee would be on? Because I didn't think it was detailed in the ordinance, and I'm hoping I'm not missing something. Where the general public could say, yeah, that's talking to me, and now I'm going to have to do that.
Mayor, Councilmember Higgins, there is in our ordinance currently, Section 5-7-1 of our code defines secondhand dealer, and it includes the type of goods that are included. But what I'm hearing is that the police department intends to come back with to narrow it even more than what is currently here in terms of which transactions will be subject to this fee. So this is the broadest definition now. I think the police department intends to come back and narrow it in terms of not everything in this definition will be subject to the
fee. So we'll have to have action as to approving their list, or can they narrow it without further action from us?
No. In order to change the definition of secondhand dealer, that would require another ordinance to change the city code.
We either give them the power to define that or for us to actually change that list.
Does that change, though, for the pawn shops? So that could move forward and then bring the definition of secondhand.
Well, either way, we're going to end up the same place. We either take for the ordinance now, which includes both pawn shop and secondhand, and come back and redefine secondhand, or we take through pawn shops now and then go back and add in secondhand either way. I guess that's... Well, I was asking if you just want to do it at the same time or do it now in two separate actions. Councilmember Higgins?
I would like to see us proceed with both things that we've been working on for quite some time now.
Since this is an introduction, why don't we go ahead and that's okay, do that. And then if there's any great feeling one way or another, we have 2 weeks where we can come back and we can change as we go, okay? Is that all right? So we'll leave it as is. Is that okay, Councilmember Higgins?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, I think that was it. Thank you. Item number two here reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh?
Mayor, I'd just like to report Saturday on behalf of the city, I attended the opening of the new spring training exhibit at the Mesa Historical Museum. And this is phase one of what will be a 5-year exhibit. And it is really the only exhibit of its type right now in this country regarding a spring training baseball. We think it'll be a wonderful asset for our community, both this spring and for the future. Thank you.
Did you get a signature from Gaylord Perry?
You didn't? And I had the opportunity to go the day before to the, I guess, the introduction of that. And I did get to talk with Gaylord Perry. And there's nothing more interesting than sitting there talking to a Cy Young Award winner who likes to talk baseball. So that was interesting. And when Councilmember Kavanaugh says it's the only one in the country, it truly is. Even Cooperstown, as we found out, does not have any memorabilia or an exhibit related to spring training. So this is the only one in the country, and we hope to build upon that and create a lot of interest and hopefully an attraction that people that are here for spring training and year-round can come and enjoy. Councilmember Richens.
On Saturday, I was able to attend the city hosted a foreclosure prevention seminar at the Utilities Building. They did a great job partnering with the Leadership Center and other East Valley cities and the Foreclosure Prevention Task Force. There's about 200 or 300 people there that were receiving counseling and other advice to preserve their homes. And I just wanted to give a thank you to the Leadership Center and our staff who worked tirelessly to put this together, and the volunteers. There's many volunteers, many District 1 volunteers, I was proud to report, that helped put that on.
Okay, thank you. On Sunday, I was privileged to be invited to participate in the installation of the new senior pastor of the First Baptist Church of Mesa, Pastor Rod, or Rodney Lehman. And a little bit of history, First Baptist Church was established in Mesa in 1892. So it has goes way back to almost the beginning of Mesa days, and as such was the first Baptist congregation in the state of Arizona. So I thought that was interesting. So congratulations to Pastor Rod and the First Baptist Church congregation. I had that opportunity on Sunday to participate in that. So thank you. Anything else? Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor. Just to remind the council, we have a next study session will be January 15th at 7:30 a.m. And then Monday, January 19th, will be our MLK celebration breakfast, which starts at 8. It goes from 8 to 10, and that's the Mesa Marriott. And then there will be a parade that will follow in downtown Mesa beginning at 11 a.m. So we invite everyone to take part in that. I think the committee's put out the invitations and flyers, so we encourage the community to support that. Then we'll have a study session on January 22nd at 7:30. And our next council meeting will be Monday, January 26th. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All righty. There be no other items.
Move for adjournment.
Have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.